Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, Sulama Gurani. Sulama Gurani is her name. And she is the founder of TradeConductor.com. She's become a great entrepreneur over the last decade or so, having been, like me, working for being a good employee for a number of years. Sulama, thanks again for being here. You want to give us the website, please?
Sulama Gurani.
Go ahead.
Sorry?
Say it again.
So my webpage is Sulama.com.
Okay. Sulaima, Sulama.com. So check it out, folks. They can find your book there. They can find your books there and all that? Your TED Talks?
Yes, Yeah. I've written 16 books already, so there's a lot of things to pick from, yeah.
All right. So check that out. One of the things that you're working on is trade. I see here it says world peace through trade. You want to talk to us about that?
Sure. You know, it's kind of funny that we have to reinvent trade. But in these times, people think that global trade is bad. But I mean, some people just think it's bad. But listen, if you trade with someone, you don't throw a bomb, right? So we really don't have an alternative. We know that business is peacemaking. For instance, just before the Syria war, there's never been a war between two countries who had a McDonald's franchise agreement. So in a way, McDonald's is more peacemaking than UN.
Well, are you familiar? I don't know if you're familiar with Bastiat, Frederick Bastiat, the 19th century economist / comedian. He was a pretty funny guy. But 170 years ago, he said, when goods cross borders, armies don't.
Exactly. It's very precise. And, you know, trade reduces the risk of war. It's just very basic. And I give speeches all over the world, actually 35 countries, not only on trade, but a lot on trade. I advise governments. Because fact being is politicians don't know anything about selling. They never shipped an invoice themselves in their life. Some of them never even had a job. So they don't understand the mechanics between nations and companies. They don't know how to negotiate. They don't know how to, you know, they don't know anything. So, I mean, they know about politics, and that's nice. That's good. We need that too. But we need business people as well. So I help. Simply, it is very simple, Jim. I help people close deals between nations so that, you know, so that they work together and support each other.
You've obviously got a gift for networking, but also for cross-cultural understanding. I'm sure you'd bridge a lot of that, don't you?
So I'm half Moroccan, I'm half Danish. That's very rare. It doesn't exist a lot. So half Moroccan, half Danish.
I was going to say Sulama is not a Danish name.
Oh, no. And my grandma was a Jew, and, you know, I'm so mixed up. And I live in four countries. I work in 35. I go to Saudi Arabia. I go to Japan. I go to Greece. I travel and work everywhere, and I just adapt to the cultures. I'm a little bit brown, but I look like an Italian. I could be from Iran. I could be from anywhere. So people can really tell.
You could be from Brooklyn.
I even got that, yeah. So people don't get it, and that means I dress up like local people. I just melt in, and it means, Jim, that I challenge the biases. Okay, I'm a woman. That might be a challenge, but, for instance, I do go to Saudi Arabia because I think if you want to change something, you have to go there and educate people.
Mm-hmm.
So I can go in all nations, and they embrace me completely. So I think, you have to understand cultures. And also, really, this is a key. You cannot come and think that your country is the only country to live in and the best country. It might be the best country to live in, but it's not the only country to live in.
It might be the best one for you, but it's not the only one. And the other thing that Americans, I try to remind my American audience about, Salema, is that 94% of our prospects live outside of our country.
Yes.
94% of global prospects.
And I'm from a small nation, you know. My country is 5.2 million people. We have to trade. That's a big difference. Mm-hmm. We have to speak other languages. If I didn't speak German, I would never survive. Germany is my biggest trade market, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have to speak a lot of languages. I have to understand a lot of nations' way of looking at things. Europe is, you know, many, many different nationalities. So if you don't speak French, you know, so you have to adapt. So that's probably a mentality thing. And the Danes are pretty good salespeople too. So, yeah, I decided to do something with world trade. But that came because I'm just good at selling, and I'm good in traveling, and I'm good in understanding different nationalities, and I work within all industries. So that was the beginning, and then I was rewarded with, you know, the European prize of this or the world prize of that. So all the prizes and rewards came later because, you know, trade is very easy because you can see the results, right? So that's a very thankful job to have. So,
well,
yeah,
I'm
very proud of that.
And you have to, be able to put together partners, and that's something that you've done well. And I'm encouraging small business owners in America to really focus on, to find a way to do business overseas. And the Internet and perhaps one day cryptocurrencies will help make that even easier. Hey, Salema, will you come back again?
Yeah.
Will you come back again? Will you come back on the show, Salema, another time?
Yeah, absolutely, anytime.
Love having you back again. Salema Gurani, ladies and gentlemen. Salema.com is the website. Check it out there. You'll be happy that you did, and you'll thank me later. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.